Turning on my side, I dig my hands into my stomach and squeeze it violently to make the physical pain stop. Then the sadness surrounds me. Dark and black, it looms over me, pulling me deeper and deeper into it. And then it happens again. It is almost as if I am somewhere else for the moment, and I simply black out the part of me that feels emotion. It is as if I am alive, but not alive. I can still hear the faint noise of Ma's muffled cries outside, but I do not feel her pain. I do not feel anything at all. Ma is up before anyone else the next morning. Her face is all puffy. Her eyes are red and swollen shut. Chu gives Ma some of the very little food we have left, but she will not eat. I join them on the steps, daydreaming about our lives back in Phnom Penh when I was happy. I cannot allow myself to cry, because once I do, I will be lost forever. I have to be strong. By the third day, we all know that what we feared most has happened. Cave, and now Pa. One by one, the Khmer Rouge is killing my family. My stomach hurts so much I want to cut it open and take the poison out. My body shivers as if evil has entered it, making me want to scream, beat my hands against my chest, and pull out my hair. I want to close my eyes and blank out again, but I don't know how to do it at will. I want my Pa here in the morning when I wake up. That night I pray to the gods. Dear gods, Pa is a very devout Buddhist. Please help my Pa return home. He is not mean and does not like to hurt other people. Help him return, and I will do anything you say. I will devote my entire life to you. I will believe in you always. If you cannot bring Pa home to us, please make sure they don't hurt him. Or please make sure Pa dies a quick death. Chu, I whisper to my sister. I am going to kill Pol Pot. I hate him, and I want to make sure he dies a slow and painful death. Don't say such things, or you will get hurt. I am going to kill him. I do not know what he looks like, but if Pol Pot is the leader of the Ong Ka, then he is the one responsible for all the miseries in our lives. I hate him for destroying my family. My hate is so strong it feels alive. It slithers and moves around in the pit of my stomach, growing bigger and bigger.